I hope you had a great weekend. Man, was it a good weekend for me. I had a chance to, a busy weekend, really. Had a chance to take my good buddy, Matt Malone, down to his new home of Indianapolis. So that was fun. I have been to Indianapolis before, but only a couple times for, you know, short trips. it's a couple chances to see family and that. But we had a chance to take some of his stuff down and then kind of explore what's going on down in Indianapolis. We went to a Colts-Lions game, which that was a fantastic game. Got a lot of steps in. I think at one point I checked my watch, and you never know how really accurate these pedometer things are on your watches, but it said that I took 17,000 steps, which I would say yes, because I even though we're two guys, we're not very good with directions, and we weren't really ones to ask for directions. So we got in our parking spot, parked in the parking garage, then walked down to where we thought the stadium was. We Google mapped it. We were right around the corner from it. Went and got to our spots, and then didn't really go to the gate. We went into the gate, but didn't go to the right gate that we were supposed to go to for our section. And then we walked probably, I don't know, a couple miles within the stadium, because it's huge, trying to find our seats. At one point I asked somebody, hey, do you know where this section is? And he said, well, I'll be honest with you, I've never been up that high in the stadium. I mean, they weren't nosebleed seats, because there's really not a bad seat in the house at Lucas Oil Stadium. But in the end, we did get to our seats probably about second quarter. So it did take a little while. And man, was it an absolutely awesome game that went down to the wire, literally down to the final seconds. A 2-point conversion that the Colts tried for, didn't make it, and the Lions ended up winning by 1 point. Wow. I will say that the backups, it's, you know, that's what the preseason is. The backups, it's really their time to see how they're going to play and how they're going to do. They look great on both sides. So we also decided that it is okay for you to be a fan of one NFC team and one AFC team. So now, I don't know, my favorite team is the Bears. My secondary team for NFC would be the Lions. So I guess with him being down there, and I just saw a game, maybe, just maybe, the Colts might end up being my second favorite team. Or my AFC team, I guess. So we'll see about that. I feel like the Colts have to win a game, even though it's preseason. They need to win a game before I say, okay, I'm going to be a fan now. Other things going on today you should know about. Here's a few things that are trending. I hate to bum you out. It now costs $310,000 to raise a kid from childbirth to 18 years old. The average family spends around $18,000 a year on a child. Food, haircuts, sports, those are some of the biggest expenses. And another thing that's going to cost you, people will need an extra $11,000 this year just to keep up with 2022 prices. The money is going to be needed because prices are up 8.5% from last year due to inflation and supply chain issues. Food and electricity are seeing the biggest price jumps. So that's something to bum you out. I'm sorry. But usually when you're bummed out and depressed, what do? You sit and just eat ice cream. Well, Ben and Jerry's ice cream has a new ice cream called Chocolatey Love Affair. The chocolate ice cream has salted caramel swirls and chocolate and caramel chunks. Man, that sounds delicious. Wow. I have to get my hands on that. And if I eat it all in one sitting, don't judge me. If you watched the Game of Thrones spinoff House of Dragon last night, well, a lot of people did, because it premiered on HBO Max. The debut crashed the HBO app. The series is set 200 years before the events of Game of Thrones. So if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you watched probably all those when they were on, or maybe you've binged watched them over the last few years. They now have this spinoff show. So I haven't seen Game of Thrones yet. It's certainly on my list of shows to watch because I do think I would enjoy it. If somebody wants to convince me to move it up my queue and my list of shows I need to watch, feel free to give me a call, 925-WSJM. Give me your little soapbox speech, your little spiel on what you think and why the reasons that I should be watching it. I'd love to know. You can also email me, letstalk@WSJM.com. If you happen to watch the show, let me know how it went. Your explanation on everything that happened won't be a spoiler alert for me because it's going to be a while before I get to it. If it's prequel, it's 200 years before, does that mean you have to watch the other show before you watch this one? Or can I just jump right in and watch this one and then maybe later on, chronologically, watch the other one? That's something to consider. It might be easier to watch one episode right now and then be all caught up instead of watching, what was it, 5 seasons or something like that of Game of Thrones before? I don't know. I'll give that some thought. Feel free to let me know. If you want to be part of the show, maybe you want to be part of Got Something to Say. Maybe you're part of a nonprofit. Maybe you volunteer for something and there's something that really needs some help and more people or more funds. Well, let's talk about it. Got Something to Say. We talk about it on the morning show. We also talk about it in the afternoon. We're going to talk about it right now. And Got Something to Say is brought to you by our friends at United Federal Credit Union. We get you. My guest today is Jamie Brooks from CASA of Southwest Michigan. Jamie, how are you?
I am doing great today, Johnny. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Always love talking about the great work that you guys do at CASA. There's a big fundraiser coming up here in September. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But first, tell me a little bit more about CASA for people that don't know what you guys do.
Sure, absolutely. For people who don't know what we do, we train and support community volunteers who advocate for the best interest of some of the 300 some odd children that we have in foster care in Berrien County. We make sure that their needs are met while they are in foster care, that they have a plan for exiting foster care, and that they have somebody really to walk with them during this experience. A lot of people don't realize that when a kid's in care, so many things change on a regular basis. Homes and schools and friends and all those things can change. And they can change many different times throughout the year. Having one consistent, caring adult who's there, who knows that child's story, who knows what works and doesn't work for them, and who can help the system work better for that child, that's what we do.
That's awesome. Yeah, so many, it's a great support system for these kids and a great mentor with a CASA. And it's just, you have so many great amazing stories that you've told me over the years of just the power of just having somebody there with you. It makes a huge impact on these kids. And like you said, when they get into foster care, they come from whatever situation they may be in. And so again, these kids, they're lost. I mean, they don't know exactly where to go and what's going to happen. There's a lot of unanswered questions, but the one thing that they know is they always have somebody like a CASA there to support them and be with them. It's just an amazing program. And you guys do great work, and you've got some great kids that you've had that have gone through and been supported by CASA over the years. So tell me a little bit with this picnic that you have coming up. It is a large fundraiser for you guys, right?
It is. And one of the things I just picked up on that you said, Johnny, is that every child should have a CASA by their side. And sadly, every child in our county does not have a CASA. As a matter of fact, we have a waiting list of children, which breaks my heart because we are always looking for more volunteers. And we are so grateful for those community members who step up and do this important, important work. But in order to train more volunteers, obviously, we're privately funded and we need to be able to support the program and the work that we are doing. And so leading into that, we have our big fundraiser that's coming up September 11th. We started this last year during COVID because we wanted a really wonderful, safe thing for people to do. And we liked it so much, we continued. So we are doing the Change a Child Story Picnic for a Purpose this year again. So I guess the second annual. It will be September 11th from 3:30 in the afternoon to 6:30. We will have an auction. We will have a live band. We will have an amazing sort of light dinner for you, charcuterie and wonderful sandwiches at the Morris Estate in Niles. And we are so grateful to the Morris Estate for donating their facility, and so great to our premier sponsors, Honor Credit Union and the McLaughlin Foundation, for underwriting some of this. This is really the bread and butter of what we do, you know, to have more kids, to work with more volunteers, to support the system better. We obviously need to fund that, and this is how we do it.
Yeah, I had a chance to be a part of it last year, and I will say just a totally amazing experience, because I had not been to the Morris Estate before, so that was a really cool and perfect setting for a fundraiser like this. But also what I loved is the sharing of the stories from different people, whether they be CASAs or people that also are working in some of the judges working in the court system that kind of told their stories on how they've been able to help, and how CASA is such a great resource that is available to some kids in our community. But like you said, it is something that you'd love to continue to grow. So that also gives you that opportunity for people in the community that do come to this fundraiser to learn more about the great work that you guys do. So I love that aspect of it. Plus, those charcuterie boxes that you guys did last year were phenomenal. So that was an added bonus to that event, and the music and so many great things. That setting was just amazing. And that is your largest fundraiser that you guys do for the year?
Yes, it is. And I want to also point out that this year's fundraiser is on a Sunday afternoon, and it is absolutely 100% family friendly. You know, the music will be family friendly. There'll be things for kids to do. There's a ticket price specifically for kids. And tickets can be purchased on our website, which is CASA, CASA, SWMI.org. Tickets are $50 for adults, $25 for kids. With that, you get that wonderful meal that you were talking about. We also have some wonderful giveaways. We have picnic blankets to give away. We have, like I said, music. There'll be all sorts of wonderful things to share at the event.
That's awesome. And is this one that, with it being a picnic and there's a large area at the Morris Estate, limited seating or limited, picnic areas, or how's that going to work?
Sure. We do have to limit tickets because we do want to keep it safe just in case there is some kind of surge in COVID. And if there is, or if it rains, and we do have a rainy day or terrible COVID plans that will keep us all safe or dry. And so tickets are limited this year. And last year we did sell out, so I would encourage everyone to get their tickets early. We try to keep the ticket price at a reasonable cost where we can still raise some funds to help our program and also include as many people in the community as possible.
Yeah, it's so wonderful, the great work that you guys. And speaking of stories, do you have stories of great success? I know you have a million of them, but I'm sure you have one off the top of your head of something that how CASA has made a huge impact and sort of the why you continue to do fundraisers like this so you can continue to support the great work at CASA.
Yeah, I can tell you, we've recently served our 200th child in the CASA program. We've been around since 2016 in Berrien County. And I got to tell you, every single one of those kids, they're so special. You know, they're a part of my heart and everybody who they encounter. They're a part of their hearts too. But I really, this is the time of year where we see our older kids really flourish because they're graduating from high school, hopefully, and going out into the world. And we have one young man, his name is Robert. Obviously, that's not his real name for all of you listening out there, but he had been in care for most of his life, over two-thirds of his life. He had been in over 27 different homes that we've counted. Wow. He's been in institutions. He's been in, he's had at least 20 different workers working on his case. And over the last 4 years, he's had one CASA volunteer, and that person has, you know, seen him just about every other week. He's really gotten to know him. They've become, you know, just connected in so many more ways than we really expect a volunteer and a kid to be connected. And this youth had a terrible start, you know, in the world, had terrible abuse and terrible things happened to him. But he has come through this with his big, bright smile and his big, shining eyes. He just graduated from high school, and he even just got A's and B's in his first two college classes. And we learned yesterday that he's going to be going to a permanent home, and you should have seen that kid's face light up. Nothing better in this world than seeing that kind of face on a kid like that, and to have to know that he's got a permanent person in his world besides a CASA volunteer.
That's awesome. And I'm sure he'll be sending Christmas cards and letters to all you guys for saying thank you for all the great work. And I'm sure that that CASA volunteer will stay in touch with him for many years to come because, like you said, you know, they look at that as that's their support system. That is their consistent person in their life that is going to help them along their journey. And it's a wonderful end to his journey, or I guess the next step or the next chapter in his journey, which is really awesome. And that's just one of the amazing stories. There's, like you said, a ton of different amazing stories and great kids that have been a part of CASA, and so many great volunteers as well. Real quick, Jamie, if people want to learn more and they maybe hear this and say, well, I want to go to that fundraiser, but I also want to learn more about how to be a CASA, how do they find more stuff about that?
Folks, everything you need to know is on our website. And the most important thing you need to know is our website is CASA, S-W-M-I, that's CASASWMI.org. My contact information is on there, a little bit about being a volunteer, and certainly opportunity to purchase tickets to the picnic, all there. I'd love to talk to anybody about CASA anytime. It's my favorite subject. So don't hesitate to reach out if anybody's interested in anything that we do.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. That that picnic happening on September 11th. Mark your calendars for that. And like you said, get your tickets ahead of time because it could sell out and probably will. Again, one more time, Jamie, give me that website so I can find more information.
CASASWMI.org.
Well, Jamie, as always, thank you so much for all the great work that you and the all the amazing CASA volunteers do at CASA of Southwest Michigan. But thanks for taking some time to chat with me about all the stuff you guys are up to.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
If you'd like to be part of the show, it's real simple. You want to be part of Got Something to Say, just like, you know, Jamie and all the other great people I've had a chance to talk to. It's simple. Just reach out to me. You can email letstalk@wsjm.com. If you got a flyer for an event or maybe a website link to kind of tell me a little bit about your organization, maybe if I'm not aware of the organization yet, or maybe you've got something going on soon that you say, hey, we could really use some more help getting the word out about this. This is the perfect thing for you. Give me a call. You can leave a voicemail, 925-WSJM. Tell me a little bit about what you need, and I'll get back to you. And you can also email letstalk@wsjm.com. That's simple, and you could be on Got Something to Say. Plays during the morning show, also in the afternoon at 5:30 after news with Andrew Green, and there's a podcast at wsjm.com. So a great way to get the word out to the community right here in Southwest Michigan. And it's brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. Here's some of the things that are trending this morning that you should know about. I'm actually doing this as we speak, updating my iPhone security thing. Apple released two security reports last week that disclosed serious security flaws for iPhones, iPads, and Macs. So the vulnerability means that hackers could get full admin access to your device, impersonate you, and potentially run any kind of software or malware. Apple users are being advised to update iPhone 6 or later models, fifth generation and later model iPads, and Mac computers running Mac OS Monterey. So I saw that over the weekend and said, all right, it's time to update the phone. Got to do that because you never know. People are all over the place. The internet is crazy. So definitely when you get a chance, if you have an iPhone, which I know a lot of people do, update your I think you just go to your settings and do the update thing. So go do that when you get a chance. Over the weekend, I had a chance to go see the Lions play the Indianapolis Colts down in Indy, which was a fantastic time with my friend Matt Malone. And, well, the Lions won, which was also pretty great. But what also was great was the food. I had a chance to go to this place called, I think it's called Kuma's Corner. Fantastic burger. Actually, a suggestion from one of the coworkers of Matt said, hey, you got to go to this place. It's fantastic. It's in Fountain Square. And funny thing is it was right next door to a place that we had gone to back a couple years ago when we went there for, I think it was either the Brickyard or the Indianapolis 500. We can't remember. But there was a place called Radio Radio, which we had to go to it because it was called Radio Radio. But also because, it was a fun time. They had music. They had all kinds of different things. So we went there. But this past weekend, we went to that Kuma's Corner. And, man, that burger was good. It was called the Led Zeppelin Burger, which I thought that was cool. I'm a huge fan of Led Zeppelin. So thought it was perfect. And it tasted delicious. Some other things that are trending this morning. Speaking of football, you remember, what was it, a few weeks back, there was this thing that came out that said Tom Brady is going to take a little bit of a break. Not talking about the retirement that he was on for about a month. No, this was a time where he said, all right, well, I got to take a break from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a little bit just to deal with some quote-unquote personal issues. And you thought, okay, well, there's got to be something with his family. Maybe he wants to, you know, take care of the kids and get them ready for their first days of school. Actually, it was because he was secretly filming episodes of The Masked Singer. Some people caught wind of this and said, stop freaking out about Brady. He's just off filming for The Masked Singer. It was also explained in those reports that the absence was known about and approved in advance by the team, which would also make some sense. Now, Brady signed a deal in May to work for Fox Sports as the lead analyst after finishing with the Buccaneers this season. So this whole Masked Singer thing just makes sense that he was doing that because he's already on the hook essentially for this contract, even though it's when he gets done with the Buccaneers. But now, you know, Tom Brady's got to be one of the Masked Singers. So that narrows it down for you. If you're a big fan of that show, Tom Brady's there. He's one of them. And I gotta imagine that, I've never heard him sing, but I've got to imagine that, he probably didn't last very long. So that's probably why it was a short thing. But now the secret's out. And I mentioned earlier about going back to school. That'll be here, in a couple weeks? Teachers are already starting to go back. This kid, don't think he's getting a haircut, but you may see more and more kids getting the mullet cut. An 8-year-old boy of Wisconsin's dubbed Mullet Boy. And he won first place in the Mullet Championship Kids Division. His name is Emmett Bailey and his dad, Eric. They were talking about how cool they think that whole experience has been.
I mean, athletes and rock stars, they have mullets. I mean, it's pretty cool. He has went viral, and I can't wrap my head around it right now. He is worldwide. The intent from the get-go is just to have fun with it, and it has been wild. Everyone keeps asking, are you going to cut it off when the contest is done?
Why would I do that?
Yeah, exactly. Why would he do that? Because it seems like the mullet is back. Everybody's bringing back the mullet. I even saw country singer Blake Shelton. He brought back the mullet. It definitely looks like a wig, but I've been saying for years that he needs to bring back the mullet that he had in the 90s. It's got to come back. And we know The mullet is very popular here among people in Southwest Michigan, most notably Alex from Alex's Veggies. Alex, I don't know if you know, did you know there was a mullet championship? I know Alex listens to the show. So, Alex, feel free to give me a call, 925-WSJM. Have you ever, Alex or anybody else, have you ever been in a competition like a mullet championship? I mean, I think Alex would win. He's got not only the sweet locks, the great hair with the mullet, but he also has the charisma to go along with it. So if he has to do like a presentation, like they do like bodybuilders where they have to do the different poses and stuff, Alex is the guy. He's the winner for sure. Hands down. So they have mullet boy in Wisconsin. We've got mullet man here in Southwest Michigan. Somebody raised this question. How many years of your life would you give up for fast food? You know, fast food isn't really healthy, but we keep eating it anyway. Here's a question, though. How many years would you be willing to give up? Somebody asked this question to 3,000 people, and the average answer is 4. And they broke it down by state, and most states were between 3 and 5 years that they'd be willing to give up because, well, they enjoy it. They enjoy fast food. People in 3 states would be willing to give up more than a decade of their life in Montana, North Dakota, Hawaii. All of them said 12 years. I mean, I will say I enjoy fast food because, one, it's convenient, and I do think it's delicious to have every once in a while. But that's crazy. That's twice as high as any other state. So maybe their sample size wasn't big enough, maybe in some of those states. But the lowest average was 2 years in Alaska, Colorado, Mississippi, and Maine. Now, the poll also found most people would rather give up alcohol than fast food. And 1 in 4 people think that eating fast food every now and then actually has some health benefits. I don't think they're health experts, but they may be right. Who knows? Other healthy related things, you may not realize that your brain has a preferred temperature. You have a preferred temperature in your house. Maybe you like to keep the thermostat at a certain number. Well, your brain does too. Neurologists, or neurobiologists that is, from Northwestern University, they studied the brains of fruit flies. And they say that the brain has its own thermometer and that it prefers 77 degrees. Now, temperatures above that for prolonged periods of time may cause the brain to trigger a desire to for sleep or rest. Again, they observe that in fruit flies. Tiny, little, itty-bitty fruit flies. So if they're looking at just human brain cells, some of that desire might be learned cultural, or behavioral tendencies, but the fruit flies do not have a cultural tradition of maybe siestas or just regular old nap times. And researchers believe that fruit flies' brain cells operate similarly to human brains. Now, they're including these findings in a larger study of how temperature can affect the brain power, and they previously did research into why it's harder to get out of bed on colder mornings. And that's something that fruit flies also experience. And sadly, those cold mornings will come sooner than you'd like them to, as we, I won't say go into fall just yet, because we still got some summer hanging on. So we're going to hold on to that for as long as we can, but that means colder temperatures will be here soon. And it would be interesting to figure out why it's harder to get out of bed on colder mornings. I mean, it's probably not just the fact that it's really cold and you'd rather just be all snuggled up in your nice warm bed. There might be some other findings. So I don't know. When I do find out about that stuff, I'll be sure to let you know. But now you can have some fun conversations about preferred temperatures in your house. I'm more of a around high 60s, even 70. I was at my friend's new place just yesterday, and I almost couldn't sleep because he likes it a lot colder than I do, by about 65. I was freezing. So your preferred temperature, feel free to give me a call. Whether it be, you know, you might have different temperatures when it comes to winter and in summertime with your thermostat. Feel free to let me know. 925-WSJM. That's 925-9756. You can also email me. Let's talk at WSJM.com. And your Moody on the Market update happening right now. It's brought to you by Insurance Management Service. Call IMS today, your local auto owner's agency in St. Joseph and Niles. And also brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. They do the heavy lifting, Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. And when you go to MoodyOnTheMarket.com, you can stay up to date with what's going on with businesses, events, and all things going on there. Here's a story. A longtime community staple is going back on the block next week. Italian restaurant Galati Inn on Red Arrow Highway in Hartford is set to be sold at an auction on August 23rd. So that's coming up tomorrow. So put that on your calendar. The restaurant, founded by the Galati family decades ago, it was purchased 18 years ago by Ken Jones, who said it's time for a change. He says staffing was part of it. His business has often posted messages on their Facebook page in recent weeks notifying customers of staffing shortages. He says, I'm also getting up there in years, and I'm just getting tired. It was time to see if I can get rid of it. Now, it is 18 years as owner. He stayed true to the original Galati family recipes and hopes that new owners will do the same. He is often he's offered to stay for a while to help ease the transition to the new owners. Now, he says, I'm hoping that the new buyers will keep the restaurant intact. I'm sure there will be some changes for the better, but I would still like to see them maintain the recipes for the sausage and sauces and everything that's made from scratch. Now, he also wanted the local patrons to know that there's a reason he stayed for as long as he did. He says the community's been a huge support for this business, just absolutely huge. They've kept me here for 18 years now. And the auction, if you're interested, for the Galati Inn, is a sealed bid auction, and the last bids are due by 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Now, according to the listing, the restaurant boasts an annual revenue of well over $600,000 while open less than 30 hours per week and despite being closed on Sundays. Now, this 30% cash business has tremendous potential to increase sales with expanded hours and alcohol sales. The listing said that the restaurant is well maintained with a newer roof, digital sign, large parking lot, and includes an additional storage building. If you want a private showing, you can contact the person that's in charge of that listing. You can find not only the phone number, but email as well at moodyonthemarket.com. And when you're on the go and you want to know, right there on the Moody on the Market app. Your Moody on the Market update brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. They do the heavy lifting, Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. It's also brought to you by Insurance Management Service. Call IMS today, your local auto owner's agency in St. Joseph and in Niles.